We're going to jump right into our substantive agenda. The first item is draft advisory opinion 2024-09 from U.S. Representative Nanette Bergan and Bergan for Congress. This is held over from our last open meeting, but let me turn it over to Mr. Wenziger if you could maybe re-up your presentation from the last meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Before you are agenda documents 24-37A, B, and C, draft advisory opinions responding to a request by Congresswoman Nanette Bergan and her principal campaign committee, Bergan for Congress. The requesters ask whether campaign funds may be used to pay certain elder care expenses incurred in a variety of scenarios by Congresswoman Bergan as the primary caretaker of her mother without violating the Act's prohibition on the conversion of campaign funds to personal use. Drafts A and B were considered at the Commission's September 19th open meeting. Draft C concludes that campaign funds may be used to pay elder care expenses incurred by Congresswoman Bergan in specific scenarios presented in the request, including when Congresswoman Bergan is traveling for her own campaign's fundraising events and meetings with supporters, and when she is traveling for official business for a congressional member delegation and in Washington, D.C. to cast votes in Congress. For other scenarios presented in the request, the draft declines to render an advisory opinion, concluding that the request does not provide facts portraying a specific transaction or activity as required by the Act and Commission regulations. We received no comments on the request and one comment on drafts A and B. Thank you, and I'm happy to address any questions you may have.
Thank you very much to the Office of General Counsel. I note that while we had the benefit of counsel for the requester here at the last open meeting, we don't for this meeting to ask any questions. So let me open it up for colleagues for, I guess, any questions for policy or any points of discussion. Commissioner Litterbaugh.
I want to thank Commissioner Dickerson for helping get this together. This consensus draft, or at least consensus among some of us. I don't like the outcome of this. I think that, you know, we are giving current members of Congress who already receive a salary and an MRA that they can use for many different things, an additional pot of money to pull from when many of us can't. And when they are often in the position to be able to actually change the law so that ordinary Americans can actually have access to child care and elder care and be able to afford it. But this is the precedent we have. And I think, you know, we're bound to operate under it. So I think we have to allow this flexibility. Whether it's the right policy choice for members to make, that's on them, and that's between them and their voters and their donors. But I think, you know, I've got to approve this.
Thank you. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was looking forward to this draft, and I had hoped that it would thread the needle and that I'd be able to support it. But I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. First of all, I want to make clear that I think it's certainly my view, and I suspect it is everybody's view, that any of our precedents that apply to childcare equally apply to elder care, care for a disabled relative, any kind of dependent care. So that's not, I don't think that's a controversial position at the commission at all. The prior opinions that the FEC has issued involving members of Congress, incumbent members of Congress, paying for child care with campaign funds only addressed travel, where the members were traveling in order to do some kind of campaign business. And that's what we have permitted in the past. So I do think that draft C is, that all of these drafts actually would be an extension of that. And actually for I think similar reasons that were articulated by my colleague, I am not willing at this time to extend that. As I said at the last meeting, I would have loved to have done a rulemaking. I think that would be a better venue for addressing this. But I do think this goes beyond what we've allowed before. And my own view is that To the extent that members are traveling, I would be comfortable saying that they could use child campaign funds to pay for dependent care expenses. But to the extent that they are just doing their normal workday job in DC or in their district, I think to allow them to use campaign funds at those times for childcare expenses really does raise personal use implications. So that's the obligation of every working person to try and to have to cover expenses for their dependents when they are in their normal working hours. So I'm not going to be able to support the draft.
Thank you to the Vice Chair. Colleagues, any other comments or questions for policy? Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate my colleagues' concerns. I think I have a slightly different concern, which is, for better or worse, we've inherited a statute that refers to official duties as one of the things for which campaign funds can be spent. Sitting here in this job, I'm not going to comment upon that choice by Congress. It is what it is, and we're bound to give effect to it. The concern I have had in this particular advisory opinion is the inexorable expansion of what qualifies as an official duty. And I think that came out at the conversation at our last meeting where, in colloquy with counsel, it was pointed out that there are things that are duties and there are things that are, the word that was used by counsel, and I agree with it and adopt it, is opportunities that come to one as a member of Congress. And I don't think those are the same thing. And I don't think Congress's choice of the term duties is meaningless. I think it does very significantly limit the outer bounds of how campaign funds can be spent. Some of that's reflected in this draft, but I think, frankly, the bigger issue is our advisory opinion process generally. And this may become relevant in other matters on the agenda today. But as a general matter, I take very seriously the fact that advisory opinions are a powerful tool. They're, to my knowledge, unique to this agency. Other agencies have, analogs, but not things that actually bind the federal courts and, create binding immunity under the law. And conversely, Congress also limited them to specific transactions and activities. And I think that we, as the corporate we, the body that is the Federal Election Commission, has not historically been sufficiently careful about limiting our advisory opinions to actual facts where we can be comfortable in these expedited timelines, rendering opinions. So accordingly, Draft C does reach things that I think our common ground understandings of official duties, but declines to answer sort of these broader questions. And I think that hopefully will be a trend, both in terms of how we deal with the advisory opinion process here, and also in terms of the questions that we're being asked from the field, which I hope will be, more carefully limited to discrete transactions where we have all of the material facts and are able to really get our head around the downstream effects of issuing advisory opinions going forward. So with that sort of explanation of what was intended by the draft, I intend to move the approval of draft C, sharing some concerns surrounding the outer bounds of the statute, but bound by it.
Thank you, Commissioner Dickerson. Colleagues, any other points of discussion, questions? Okay, seeing none, are there any motions? Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In draft advisory opinion 2024-09, U.S. Representative Barragán and Barragán for Congress, I move approval of agenda document number 24-37-C, which is draft C.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Dickerson. Colleagues, is there any debate on that motion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no.
No.
No. All right, that motion carries by a vote of 4-2. Commissioner Dickerson, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Lindenbaum in favor, and myself and the Vice Chair opposed. Thank you very much to Mr. Wenzinger and the Policy Division for that one.